Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The One to Trust. Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. In this crazy, ever-shifting sand of political subterfuge, you wonder, where can I put my confidence? My confidence is always in the Lord. Man may make promises and break promises, almost in the same sentence, but God can always be trusted. God's word can always be relied upon. As you look at your life, as you reflect upon the days that you have lived up to this present time, God has never failed you. God will never fail you. I have had the privilege of being at the bedside of loved ones as they slipped into eternity. And in every situation, I have had the utter blessing of the presence of God to reassure me, this is not the end. This is just the beginning. The best that we can even imagine is waiting for us. He is the one to trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Never lean on your own understanding, but in everything you are, everything that you can ever imagine, trust in the Lord, because He is the one to place your trust in. Heavenly Father, as we look to You for the strength and the guidance that we need for today and tomorrow and the days that lie ahead, I pray, Lord, that we might seek from the Word of God the confidence that gives us the instruction of what we are to be and what we are to do. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.